Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. I'm your host, Joanna DeVoe, and this is a happy, hippie place where magic with a K meets the law of attraction. Hi, thanks for joining me for episode 98.
98, that's almost 198
of Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. My name is Joanna DeVoe, and I am the freedom-loving, structure-building creatrix behind Kick-Ass Witch, putting the K in magic, and Hippie Witch, the show you are listening to right now. I also have a free ebook by that name, Hippie Witch, Peace, Love, and All That Good Shit, and you can pick up a copy of that at www.joannadevoe.com or back on the description page for this episode back at Blog Talk Radio. And before I get going today, while it's still on the top of my mind, I have to make a correction to last week's show, which was called Everything is Awesome. And I was trying to recommend that people check out a book if they are in a challenging relationship, and it's hard to see how everyone is awesome or everybody might be on a valid spiritual journey, even if you think that they are total jerk face. And the name of that book is not Soul Contracts, which you probably already know if you listen to me for very long. It's Sacred Contracts by Carolyn Mace. I just got my words garbled up there because Robert Ojado, who talks a lot about this concept as well, calls that idea soul contracts. But the book itself is actually called Sacred Contracts. So if you want to go check that out, I highly recommend it. And it's been bugging me in the back of my mind all week, like, dang it. I usually listen back to my show the afternoon after it airs, and I always am like, what am I talking about? I flip words around and stumble over my tongue all the time. But when it comes to books, I am the book nerdiest book nerd, and it's important to me that I get that right. So Sacred Contracts, if that interests you. And the subject of that show, Everything is Awesome, maybe it wasn't obvious, but it was meant to be keeping in this theme that I've got going for all of January that started with the winter solstice, this whole idea of easing your way into the new year. We are in the last week of January, if you can believe it. But anyway, maybe it didn't seem obvious that that show was in keeping with that theme of gradual transition, but for me, it absolutely was. It has so much to do with that whole idea that I was talking about on my blog post last week about surrender to what is and then make the most of it. I love that. I have written that all over my journal. I started with this last, late fall, early winter. That just popped into my head one day. Surrender to what is and then make the most of it. And I knew I was going to do a show or a blog post on that or something, but I wanted to kind of sit with it for a while, and I thought that it was really fitting with what I wanted to talk about in January, so I put it into my little editorial calendar and saved it for January for this whole theme. But for me, the idea of surrender to what is and then make the most of it, it's about if you can let what is be your guide, if you can surrender to reality and get yourself very present to what is happening in the here and now, then you really have access to your point of power and you can start to get really, really creative. And that whole idea that everything is awesome is about appreciating and accepting where you are. You don't have to like it, but surrendering to it and acknowledging that everything is progress, including wherever you are on your journey now. So today, I just wanted to build on that by talking about how the structures that are already in place in your life and any structures that you consciously put into place, which I highly recommend, can serve your creativity and your overall sense of freedom. And I know that that seems counterintuitive. It's like structure and freedom. That is like, that's an oxymoron, structured freedom. So I understand that at first it seems like a counterintuitive idea, but I hope to convince you by the end of today's show that it is so not. There is a certain freedom inherent in limitation. And I talked a little bit about this on a show I did last year, speaking of Robert Ojeda, called Fate is a Container for Your Soul's Destiny. But I'm talking about it again today because this is what's rocking my world right now. And it is so rocking my world because I've really put this into place in my life to where it's moved from theory into like, holy cow, this really works, reality for me. So you might sense that I'm extra fired up today because I am. And you may have heard me talking about or noticed the changes that I've been making for Kick-Ass Witch, kind of easing myself into the new year with some new structure that I have put to place into place. And I have to say that at first, that new structure and those changes were totally awkward for me. I had a hard time to adjusting to it and to keeping up with myself and my own like plan and structure that I had put into place. But I just kept telling myself that I was practicing what I was preaching. I was easing my way into this transition and that it didn't have to be perfect in the beginning. And so it wasn't. It wasn't perfect at all. In fact, the first video I did this year did not look how I wanted it to look, despite buying new lights and despite getting a new background going. But I just trusted that I would improve over time, and I just kept going, and I trusted the structures that I put in place, as in, I will do a video on this day. I will do a blog post on this day. I will send my newsletter out on this day, come hell or high water. That is the structure that I will honor. So I just trusted that structure and kept plugging away at making that transition. And now I'm all jacked up because 3, almost 4 weeks into it, I'm starting to feel the struggle of it, the struggle of the newness. It's starting to dissipate and this sense of ease is starting to set in. And I'm really feeling a newfound sense of freedom emerge and all kinds of creativity. And I am, that's what I care about almost above and beyond anything is creativity. I am a creative person and I protect that and my freedom. Those are things that I've made a lot of bad choices in the name of living a free and creative life. Because I had ideas in my head when I was younger about what that means. And I guess I'm just growing up. And maturity is happening. And I'm realizing, oh, structure. Structure is the key to freedom. And Hippie Witch, this show right now that I am doing live for you every Tuesday at noon, it was actually really instrumental in being one of the first things, at least when it comes to this business, that really taught me about how structure can create a sense of freedom, especially when you have your own online biz. Having to show up every Tuesday at noon, at first, this was a challenge for me, and I think my first few shows here were totally awkward. But I just kept showing up, and I kept showing up. I made that commitment. I put that structure in place. And then eventually I found that there was a certain freedom in it because I knew, okay, it's noon, it's Tuesday. I have to show up. It's time to serve in this way. And I really started enjoying it. It became the most favorite thing that I do. I feel a real sense of freedom. I feel like, oh, I'm just being myself. I'm talking to you, my friend. There's just a, I don't know, I feel a sense of freedom. And like I can kind of go a little bit wild with my creativity. God bless the internet. But after a while of that, I started thinking, what other structures can I put in place? Because this is pretty cool. So last spring, I put two new blog features into place, two at the same time, because I was feeling very ambitious, as I am prone to feel. So I started doing the Book Nerd weekly posts, and I started doing the weekly Witch Review. And those oh my gosh, that was almost immediate. I loved that right away, and I still do. I love those posts. The weekly Witch Review is so much fun. But again, it was like, whoa, there's like, I have this thing, like, you can't control me. Even if I'm the one that's making the rules, I tend to rebel. Like, I have a problem with authority. Even I swear if I'm the authority. So it didn't seem like I would be a person that would enjoy being like, okay, every Monday I'm going to do a Book Nerd Weekly post. Every Friday I'm going to do a weekly Witch Review. Every Tuesday I'm going to do a radio show. Oh, and then I have to do a newsletter. In the past, I would have looked at a schedule like that and been like, no. No way, that's too restricting. What about my creativity? What about my flow? What about my freedom? Because I didn't understand. I didn't have the maturity to grasp that in having structures in place, you create a sense of creativity and freedom for yourself. And structure is just, honestly, it's such an amazing tool for anyone working from home, stay-at-home parents, online entrepreneurs, writers, artists. And do not count yourself out of this conversation if you're like, dude, a full-time 9-to-5 job, I'm raising two kids, I have enough structure in place. You do, and I have mad respect for you, and that is totally, totally true. But maybe there's a different way that you could look at structure, and maybe it's time for you to start structuring in some time for your dreams and yourself, so, or just some leisure time, just some play time, and be like, you know, I do every Saturday, I take off now from social media, and I let myself read magazines and paint my fingernails and eat snacks and take a nap, and it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. And at first, I had to keep reiterating that to people. I am taking a social media Sabbath. I am not here. I am doing this. And I've kind of relaxed on that now because it's like, okay, people get the hang of it, and they're respecting this, and people who know, they're not trying to contact me on that day, and sweet. I put a structure in place, and it's working, and that structure is not about productivity. That structure is about freedom. I structure in my freedom. I structure in time to build my dream, which I love, which gives me so much energy and inspiration, and I also structure in time to be a couch potato, which is also awesome in its own way. And I just, let me reiterate that I am wild about my freedom, Lenora Henson. Have you heard her series? She talks about wild freedom a lot. It's one of my core desired feelings. So believe me, I could not and I would not condone this idea of putting more structures in place in your life if I thought that in any way it was going to take away from your experience of life. I mean, it might at first, like I was talking about, when you put a new structure in place, it might feel very challenging and like at first you can't keep up with it. But if you decide to play around with this, I encourage you to hang with the process because there will be a period of acclimation. Hopefully your excitement over the newness of it can carry you through that period as you're easing your way into a transition. But soon you will find that the headspace required for thinking, what am I going to do next, or just moving whim to whim, that headspace, it becomes better spent on creation and freedom because you don't know, you're not thinking, what am I going to do next? Oh, what should I do with this day? Or, oh, time is getting away from me. It's already taken care of. So that energy gets to be spent in a better way. Autism and my son's experience with that has been one of the greatest teachers in my life on so many levels. If not the greatest, it's probably been the greatest teacher in my life. Well, first of all, most people with autism, they thrive with structure, and many of them absolutely demand it.
And there's nothing you can do to stop them. You're going to have to work with their structure because that's just, they'll freak out if you don't. Some people with autism, my son is one of them. They have a lot of rules in their life, and they tend to fixate on things like calendars and clocks because it gives them a sense of comfort and something to hold on to feel safe, to understand and orient themselves to their world, and ultimately free to enjoy the moment. And this is, it's not just about people with autism. This applies to everybody. It's just people, I think, with autism. It's a more extreme and profound example that structure gives them. It helps them relax. It comforts them so that they can get down to the business of living in the moment. But we all need this. And little kids, I have talked about this before, but you'll notice if you're a parent with little kids or if you work with kids, they need a sense of structure. They need rules in place in order to feel safe and cared for. It helps them relax and focus in the moment. Otherwise, they're like little hyperactive maniacs, and they're just like all over the place, which is actually a sign of distress in children. I don't know if you know that, but interesting fact. not always. I mean, sometimes it's just a sign that they're hyperactive maniacs having a good time. But it can also be a sign of distress. And I think about this, too, in terms of being so young in Hollywood and being a single mom with a child with autism, how, again, that circles back to being one of the greatest teachers of my life. In terms of, I mean, what I would have been one of those hypermaniacs running all over Hollywood. God knows what I would have become or what trouble I would have gotten into if I did not have someone who was important to me to be responsible for, if I didn't have the limitations of this. I mean, the options were unlimited. I lived in Hollywood, and the opportunity to get myself into a whole lot of trouble was like every time I turned around, you know, another corner. but being responsible for a little kid, even when I was so very young myself, there was a certain structure in place. I had to get up to make breakfast at a certain time. I had to be outside, sitting on the front steps of my apartment building, waiting for the bus at a certain time. I had to, you know, be home at a certain bus time when the bus came back. I had to get the bath ready. There was a structure to my day. It was extremely limiting and frustrating in some ways, but I think it also probably saved my life. And I mean, I've spoken so much about this, I'm not going to get into this, but I had the dream to be an actress. I loved movies. That's why I was living in Hollywood. And ultimately, I finally realized that I couldn't make the acting thing happen in a real way while taking care of my son. I kept missing auditions, or I would get an acting job and not be able to do it because it was overseas and I couldn't make it work with my son. But I didn't want to let go of my Hollywood dream. And so I couldn't let that go. I was in Hollywood, and I needed to find a way to work within the limitations of my own life, to work within the structures. So, you know, which meant taking care of this little boy who couldn't talk yet. He wasn't potty trained. He needed help with everything. But I wasn't willing to let go of my dream of participating in Hollywood. And the one thing that I knew that I was really good at, because I've been doing it my whole life, I knew that I could write. And I knew that writing was something I could do for my apartment. I didn't need permission from anybody to do it. I could just start writing. So I got some books. I taught myself how to write screenplays. I wrote some really shitty screenplays. I learned by failing. And then I got really, really good at it, and I actually optioned some and made some money. Nothing ever got turned into a movie, but in that way, I felt a sense of freedom. I felt like, oh, I'm being creative. I'm getting to take a stab at my dream of participating in Hollywood, which I still love so much to this day, and I'm learning how to be an amazing writer. And so it freed me in a way, that sense of freedom, you know, instead of whatever, being like a coke-sniffing video vixen on some shoot in Japan that was paying me $800 or whatever. I was at home taking care of a little kid and using my spare time to write. And there was a certain freedom in that. And it's funny, I'm actually in a similar boat now. And I don't know if you know this about me, but I cannot leave my house without spending $50 on a sitter, at least to go out like at night, a sitter to watch my son. Even though he's 21 years old, he requires a sitter. So I'm still in that situation where I have to work within a certain structure and certain limitations. So anytime I want to meet up with a friend, for example, it's either going to be when my son is at his day program on a weekday, in which case I turn into a pumpkin at 2 o'clock, or on the rare weekend when he goes out of town and his grandparents watch him. And that's just life. Everybody's life is like that in one way or another. I'm not saying I'm special. I'm just saying this is how structure affects me, and I don't let it stop me. And in some ways, I feel like it sets me free because I'm so committed to creativity, for example, that I just work within the restraints of that, and there's nothing to fight against. It is what it is. I can't change it. So it allows me just to be present in the moment and to rock my creativity with what I have. And for all of us, in one way or another, even Beyonce, even if you have all the money in the world and more opportunity that you can shake a stick at, you are still limited by time. Time has got you by the balls. So time is a structure that you must work within. There are only 365 days in a year, 13 moon cycles, 4 seasons, 24 hours in a day. And I was joking like Beyonce, because it's like that cup of that coffee cup slogan that has like made its way around the internet a million times, and you have no doubt seen it at some point. It's that coffee mug that says you have the same amount of hours in the day as Beyonce. Yeah, you do. But the difference is, besides an entire team making the Beyonce machine happen, she no doubt is working with some serious structure. I will bet that her calendar is planned out so far in advance it would make most of our heads spin, and that she has an assistant, you know, keeping the books on each day minute by minute. But the creativity, the artistic output, it is there. When you see Beyonce perform, she doesn't look stressed out. She doesn't look like a caged animal trapped by this, like, insane schedule and all this structure. She doesn't look caged in by structure. She looks absolutely free and in the flow. And I really, truly believe that structure is partially responsible for that. It's that discipline in her life that affords her that moment of freedom where she's just flowing. So can I keep bringing this back to myself? You can't stop me. It's my show. I'm the only one talking. So I guess I am. But I'm just excited about this. I hope you're able to apply it to your life as well, even though I keep bringing myself up. I'm just really excited about this idea and seeing how it's like paying off in my own life. So right now it's like I'm brought out this novel that I spent a couple years working on, and I really want to finish it this year and get it out to some agents and some publishers. And I don't think I'm going to do it unless I get a really clear writing structure into place. And it's funny when you think about, like, well, holy crap, she's got Kick-Ass Witch all structured out. How is she going to find the time to write a novel? And it's like, yeah, how am I going to find the time to do this? I have to take care of Tanner. I have this business to run. I'm basically the housewife here, you know, taking care of a fairly large three-bedroom house, lots of dishes, lots of trash to take out, vacuuming, dusting, blah, 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 to finish this novel. If I want that, the pleasure of the creative freedom I feel when I'm writing, I have to put a structure in place or it will never, ever, ever get done. So I have committed to 2 hours, 5 days a week of writing. Obviously, I can do more than that. But then I've even broken it down further because I need to move. I get tired. If I just sat for 2 hours, I would get tired. My butt would hurt. It's not even good for you to sit for that long. So I have a little egg timer. I set it for 20 minutes. I hear that little tick, 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 and it lets me know this is a limited moment. I need to be present. I need to be here in the moment. And something about that, knowing that it's going to go ding in 20 minutes, it completely sets me free, and I'm able to just like whoosh, focus on the moment, right. The timer goes off. I get up. I do some burpees, some jumpy jacks, walk around the block, and then I come back and I do it again. And I really enjoy that structure. I know it sounds very type A, and maybe it is. This could just be my crazy type A brain and the ways that I maneuver around with that and get things done. But maybe it will work for you too. I don't know. Jack White is, in my opinion, one of the most creative, prolific people on the planet. I adore him. He is my rock god. He often talks about the power of structure and restriction as it was applied to the white stripes. So if you're familiar with the white stripes, you know that every single visual, anything they did, from their stage performance to the posters to the album covers to every bit of promotion, it always had to involve only the colors black, white, and red. They worked within those limitations. Same with the audio aspect of their music. They only had three components: drums, vocals, and guitar. So like the number three was his structure, and he had this fascination with the number three, and it's like, ooh, what if we only work with these three colors? What if we only work with these three sounds, drums, vocals, guitar? What could we do? And he says it was the structure of that that allowed him this amazing freedom creatively, and that it brought out all kinds of new creative ideas that they would not have experienced otherwise. And if you want to hear an artist at the height of his creativity, I highly recommend checking out the White Stripes' Distyle. It's my all-time favorite record. And it's so free. It's so wild. And it's interesting to listen to that and think like, whoa, that was built on the structure of three, because it doesn't sound like it. It is a wild, fun ride. Another thing that kind of comes to mind when I think about restriction too are people that go to jail. I know this is a very extreme example, but there are those certain special people that like get their shit together in jail. And I think it's the confinement of that structure beyond taking them out of their environment and whatever remorse they may feel for what they did. A lot of people will spend that time in jail building like amazing bodies for themselves, even just using the weight of their own body if they don't have access to a weight room or exercise equipment. I've heard about people defending their own case by studying law from jail. There are people that you can put in a little cell, like, which is the ultimate structure, the most stifling kind of structure that any of us can think of, and somehow it like brings out this crazy energy and creativity in them that you might even equate with freedom, which is the ultimate reality, feeling free when you're in jail. And it just shows it's really just a state of mind, and it's really your spirit is always free, and you can always tap into that. I've given the example of my crazy cat Steve. When he came home, he was so wild. Oh, I'm running out of time. Steve. Well, Steve was crazy, breaking all our windows, jumping around, out of control. It wasn't until I put him into a little pet carrier that he would calm down. And at first I felt bad putting him in this little cat jail. But when I let him out, he was so relaxed and calm, and he could enjoy himself, kind of like I was saying about those kids. So surrender to what is. Maybe even put some more structures in your life and then make the most of it and see if that doesn't create a greater sense of freedom in your life. You might be surprised. This is one of the key things that we're going to be focusing on in this next module for the Psycho-Spiritual of the Year for the spring transition. It's available now. If you want to hop in on that, you can go to www.psychospiritualwheeloftheyear.com. And there's a section there called Everyday Rituals, where I'm kind of building on what I'm talking about here today. And it's about, you know, all the modules standalone. You can just do the spring transition, or you can start there. You can start from any point on the wheel. I just think this is a great way to get some structure in place in your life and really experience some awesome freedom and creativity in the year ahead. So I will be back here for show 99, talking at you Tuesday noon. See you then. Till then, much love. Peace.